This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. What up, B?
What's up, brother? What's happening, Mitch?
I'm a happy cat today, man.
You are?
Yeah. You know that I'm a Rory stan. I don't hide that.
Yep.
I root for that dude. I'm really happy he was competing the career. Completing the career Grand Slam is a really big deal. There's six people ever.
Nah, totally.
And I'm just really happy he got that done. I'm really happy he was able to win his first Masters. But perhaps more than that, I am really happy he didn't collapse it all away. There was a real period of time where it looked like he might.
Yeah, you know, whenever you see any pro get a 7 on a par 5, it's a problem. You know, and he laid it up to what, 120?
I think it was less than that.
And then dunked it.
On 13?
I think it was 85 yards out. Yeah, come on, man. You can't miss that shot. Well, but listen, what it tells you, pressure is real, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you go to Bryson. Bryson had everything flowing after the third round and into this one. And then all of a sudden, Bryson started to have some pressure. You know, and I think him playing up to the fans so much, that pressure comes back to bite you sometimes, dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I'm not, I don't say this begrudgingly, but Bryson, even what is now a very positive, just seems so insincere with so much of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I got to meet him and hang out with him, and he was really nice and cool, and I still felt like it was insincere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where, and then I think he's trying to kind of jam up Rory with some of that when they're going head to head, and
he was trying to get the patrons on his side,
right?
And listen, man, that I tell you, I've been at the mass out there at different tournaments. When they start roaring, it bothers you. But those two were together. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
You think about when Tiger was at his peak. Tiger would finish the hole, and the people start moving to the next hole.
Right.
They didn't give a damn that you had to putt.
Right.
They didn't care nothing about you. And I think that is what Bryson tried to play up. And he came out, Rory had the double, boom, they even at this point. But he able to right the ship. But I said, Rose is always there early. He came back.
Dude.
I got to give him some credit.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, so impressive. I thought Åberg would make a run and kind of just fell. I mean, him on 18, dog. I've been there where you just go from one bunker to the next, back and forth.
Uh-huh.
That was painful, man.
Watching that tournament on Saturday, you are a pro golfer and you hit the ball 320, 315, and Rory's 40 yards ahead of you. That has to be demoralizing.
You know, on the playoff hole?
Well, no, I'm talking about with Connors on Saturday.
Yeah.
Rory, not that big of a dude. This dude, every shot he hit out of the trees, everybody talking about you got to punch it out and go. He went over the top of the trees to the green and didn't miss one of them. He had some bad shots, but he had some hella shots.
Well,
they made it interesting.
The wedge on 13 was god-awful. Mm-hmm. You're 85 yards out, you dunk it in the creek.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
awful.
Part of me wonders, as Bryson fell apart down the stretch.
Did he get too relaxed?
Well, dude, Rory, if you look at 13, Rory went to the 13th tee with a 4-stroke lead. And at that point, his playing partner, he was up 7 on him. Uh-huh. Like, it, all of a sudden, he was at 13 under. DeChambeau's at 6.
Yeah.
Like, I just wonder if that impacted his brain and was like, all right, I'm going to play it safe. Because playing it safe is just not who Rory is. Yeah. Like, not going for a green in two is very...
Well, I don't know if he could have gotten there in two based off of his drive.
Right.
But once you lay up to 85 in, you don't miss a green.
No.
Especially pros.
Right.
I probably won't miss a green 85 in, probably the Masters I would.
And then he did, right? And, I mean, I literally was like, oh, my God. I, like, freaked out. I was watching with Lauren and
you
the girls.
You and a million people around this world
totally. And, but then he gets, dude, he's trailing. You know what I mean? Like, by the time he gets to 17, he's trailing. But the shot on 15 to go for it in two, that 7-iron that he had to curl around a tree that he puts to 10 feet after he'd had the double at 15 earlier in the week, I just thought that was the guts that shot takes,
you
man.
Need it.
Yeah, I mean, the guts.
But, I like, the stories that are written are never written just, oh, he goes out and just walks away with it. There right. has to be some stumble in it and some bad things, and then somebody else played great. Hell, Rose was minus 6 yesterday. You have to have a little bit of that to make the story even better. Let's think if Rory just runs away with it, you know, yeah, okay, cool. But the extra stuff made it a little better down the stretch. Made it more interesting.
The television drama of it all was incredibly compelling. You couldn't. It's funny. I was talking to Valdez for a minute, and obviously Valdez is a big golfer and was watching yesterday, and he said something. I'm sure your phone was going crazy. Text threads and all mm-hmm. this stuff. It is crazy to me the amount of people that root for the choke.
Because like, people are just, losers, man. Normally, most people are losers, and they don't want to see nobody else do anything good. They look, the people that run around the world just, that's shot you're talking about right there.
Yeah, dude.
People run around the world, oh, I want them to fail. I want them to fail. Just losers, straight up. Ass losers.
Yeah, if you look, listen, if that had gone differently yesterday and Rose won it, I would have felt for Rory, but I'd still be happy for Rose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That dude has now lost 2 playoffs in Augusta. Think about how heartbreaking but that is for
he
him.
He was leading the first 2 days.
Did you see that stat that. They showed? So, for many years, Greg Norman, this is not a lead you want to own, right? Uh-huh. Greg Norman had the lead of most rounds finished as the leader at Augusta without winning it.
Uh-huh.
He had 6. Justin Rose now has 11.
But I'm saying, like, I would see him. So, Don, you remember my buddy Don Wallace?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So, I said, Don, I said, man, damn, them Sunday pin plays was so tough. He said, to be honest with you, B, we make Thursday, Friday tougher because we're trying to get the better golfers to the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, bro. I look at those pin plays. There's no damn way Thursday and Friday is easier. But it's like they say they make it tougher Thursday, Friday to get the trash up out of there.
Yeah, I get that.
But on those pin plays on Sunday, don't they look tougher? They look a lot tougher to me.
16, the little par 3, that the flag is always famously down at the bottom of that bowl.
Yeah.
And, I mean, probably until 15. Actually, maybe still. The most memorable shot to me of my life, the shot I remember most, was when Tiger chipped in on 16.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In your life when the ball.
For the man to even think of that damn shot right there.
Right.
That says a lot.
The Nike logo hung up on the lid.
They couldn't have scripted it better.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that's always where that 16th pin is. Where the flag was yesterday was hard as hell. It was like top right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that on the broadcast, I believe they said it was a tribute to Jack. 50 years ago, Jack won it, and that's where the flag was or something. It was hard.
If I'm going to say, look, y'all could just tell Jack, thank you for winning 50 years ago. You don't need to put that pin in that place.
yeah.
But we got to suffer because of Jack.
Send him a banner.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It was it was for Rory. I mean, the types of numbers on this thing, like nobody had. He had 30 threes on his scorecard between 4 days. 30 of them. Nobody's ever done that.
Damn.
But nobody's.
Nobody's ever won after having two double bogeys either on their scorecard.
I think he had five.
Yeah, because they were saying it before the tournament.
He had two day one.
He had two.
He had two yesterday.
Yeah. And he had, I think, Saturday he had one or two.
I don't.
Because they were like, they were talking before, they say, no one has ever won the Masters with double bogeys on their card. And then, boom, he come up with multiples.
He had six double bogeys.
All of those threes help you out, though, dog.
Dude, I mean, here's how you do it. Four eagles, 25 birdies. I mean, that's what, 8 plus 25 is 33? So he's 33 under there. Mm-hmm. And then seven bogeys gets him to 26. Six doubles is crazy. 26 minus 12, 14 under, right? Is that what he ultimately came home at?
No, he's minus 12, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, clearly I messed up.
Yeah, you messed up some,
somewhere
the three eagles and the 25 birdies is 31, not 33.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. it's four eagles.
Four eagles.
War eagle.
You said three at first, though.
Four times two is eight plus 25 is 33.
Yeah, 33.
And then 33, I'm going to get this right now. 33 minus 7 is 26, right?
Go ahead.
And then six double bogeys is 12. 26 minus 12 is 14. Right?
He wasn't 14 under, though, was he? Yeah, he was minus 11, minus 11 or something like that.
I'm pulling it up. Yeah, he was minus 11.
Somewhere you're missing something.
Something's not mathing. Well, one of them is the birdie on the playoff hole doesn't count.
That doesn't count at all.
But it still counts towards. You know what? I get it, I suppose. I think it'd be cooler if the final leaderboard doesn't look like McIlroy and Rose were tied.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like? I just think they should change that. Augusta's just the best. For Rory, a dude that is from Northern Ireland, that's from that part of the world, to say this is the best golf tournament in the world, and he said, he's like, I know I'm going to piss some people off back home by saying that. Uh-huh. I think he's just telling the truth.
But just remember, this is the same course every year. Okay? And you have to have played this course to win it. Nobody walks up normally and just play this course very good and win. If you play
did Tiger win it in his debut?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay.
No.
He probably played it as an amateur, too.
Yeah,
because he played it.
Yeah, he had played, but like you got to play this course to learn the nooks and the crannies of it. But all these, in the British, Open Championship, it's all over the place. They have different places.
Right.
The U.S. Open, same thing. You know, that is the same course every year. And it challenges the hell out of those players. You know, you get everybody out there. You go to the Masters, think, oh, we're going to overpower the course. Mm-mm. It will get you in the
good
end.
Good luck.
You know, and I love when it rains down there sometimes. Fairway might be wet. Green is hard. But those sub pumps they have under they got that at Congressional as well, where you can make the green hard still when it's wet conditions.
Sure.
Hell of a play there.
I was probably, frankly, too emotionally invested yesterday. Like, I'm not playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I root for that dude. And incredibly emotional, I think, for when you see him start to cry and then he holds his little girl. It was just.
Did you cry, Jay? Tell the truth.
I did not.
Tell the truth, Jay.
I'm telling you.
You're basically trying to tell us you were choked up and stuff.
I didn't.
You were up there with old snot rag.
No.
Everyone.
You could. I was going to call you, but I knew you were at the appearance and I figured you had stuff going on. Danny called me. Danny Frank called me.
He was crying?
He thought I would be. I was oddly, and this is not a state I'm often in, Brian. Mm-hmm. I was oddly calm. Like, I had been screaming at various moments. I'm sitting on my porch with the girls. Girls are kind of paying attention, kind of doing their own thing, whatever. But how about this, B? So I had to do the all-cast yesterday, which ended up being an awesome game. Bub Carrington hits that shot. It was phenomenal, right? And I got to hang with Buck Hansen and Patsos. Like,
yeah.
Nobody on the planet's complaining about that couple hours of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I get home. I get home, he's on the fifth hole, right? That's when I locked in to sit in the chair and watch. And it was 4 o'clock. It was too early for vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm drinking Surfsides. And I had, have you seen those green Jordans I had on? I have. They're like kind of Masters green, low ones, whatever. But they hurt my feet. I don't know why. I feel like the left shoe of that is inaccurately sized or something.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
But I'm sitting down. I'm still dressed from work. And I'm having Surfsides. And things are going well. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to switch it up. By the time Rory gets to like 16, my left foot is throbbing. And somehow I think it's relevant that I keep these shoes on because Rory is winning. And if I take them off, it's going to impact the golf.
You really were thinking
700 miles away.
You like most fans in the world, though. That's what they think. They think they make a difference.
Dog, and then he misses the putt to win it in regulation on 18. And I said, you know what? I make no impact on this. And I finally took my shoes off and my foot stopped hurting.
You know what, JP? I could have told you that before you took them off.
I also just ran out of Surfside, so then I went to vodka. But I don't know, man. That one, does any part of you think now that kind of that weight is off his back, Rory just goes ham on some other majors?
I think it's about time he goes now, but you look at him this year. Did he say he changed his, I can't remember if it was the putter or something he changed.
Probably,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, he goes to Pebble, wins. You want another. Now he's here, and he won the Masters when he hadn't won before. Sometimes you get over that hump. You know, if he could go start swinging freely and just get a – because he has a tendency to push that thing to the right. If he can stop that, then he'll be all right.
I liked – he owned that he was lucky. He's like, yeah, man, I got lucky in a couple spots. Every time I was in the trees, I could get out.
Luck happens – most times. Think about when people go on these years and win Super Bowls. Hell, last year with the Commanders going to the championship game, a lot of luck. A lot of things happen along the way for you.
The field goal bounced in to win in Tampa.
There you go.
Or the Hail Mary.
You know, all those things, man, the luck happens. But the thing I like about Rory, Bryson has done everything under the sun, physics, and he took the stuff to get big, and then he got skinny. Everything to try to become a long driver. That's naturally what Rory does.
Yeah.
If he, and I mean, he is accurate with that damn driver, but then he'll get relaxed and he push that thing. If he stays, if he hits fairways, it's going to be hard to beat him.
For sure. Landfill, that's such a good line. So for every segment of the program, Landfill gives us a title, or sometimes it's a question, whatever it is. And for the 10 a.m. segment, Landfill wrote, despite his best efforts, Rory wins the Masters. Very, very accurate. I read something this morning from Sports Illustrated. Really good writer. I wish I had his name readily available. He said, Sunday's round at the Masters was a thin line between art and obscenity. Like, that was a wild, wild ride.
But that is a golf game. Think about it, man. You go out on a golf course. Like I've been trying to tell Jeff, I say, he's taking lessons. I say, you'll get worse before you get better.
Yeah, dude.
Jeff's like, oh, I got it. I know this. I say, all right. When we go out there, we're going to see. You can be, golf has been, when I shot my absolute best round ever, the next day from the same course, one up, I shot 90 something after that. So it is though that one game that would demoralize your ass.
Totally.
Point blank.
Waves at the beach, man. Comes and goes. The next major is the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, where Rory has won 4 times.
Oh, yeah. He can destroy that.
And it's a bomber's course.
Hell.
So it's going to be...
He might go and get it back to back to back. You never know.
Got my support, man. I just... regardless now, it's similar. I was thinking about this.
He almost did it to himself again, Bryson told him, though.
I know. Of the last month, right, in the last month, the things I would have liked to read John Feinstein's work.
Mm-hmm.
First, you know what I would have loved, I would have loved to read a Feinstein column. Ovechkin, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Willard's departure and how that was all handled. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to read John on that.
John might have quoted you on that. You were on fire for that one, dog.
And then Well, I got to talk to Buzz Williams yesterday. Support him.
Way to go, Buzz.
John yesterday writing a column after that would have just been phenomenal. So I hope Feinstein enjoyed that upstairs. What a incredible Masters. Congratulations to Rory McIlroy. We come back. Steve Sands on boots on the ground in Augusta from Golf Channel. Sands is going to join us next. Mark Zuckerman at 11:30. Going to talk about the Nats. Talk about kind of where James Wood belongs and what kind of conversations do we need to be having about that young man. Steve Wino with the Caps update. None of us probably want to hear. Barry Sraluga at 1 o'clock.